This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Saturday, leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, where they were searching for a consensus on how to forcefully call out Beijing over human rights abuses. Citing China for its forced labor practices as part of the President Joe Biden's campaign to persuade fellow Democratic leaders to present a more unified front to compete economically with Beijing. But while they agreed to work toward competing against China, there was less unity on how adversarial a public position the group should take. Canada, the United States, I should say the United Kingdom, and France largely endorsed Biden's position, while Germany, Italy, and the European Union showed more hesitancy during Saturday's first session of the Group of Seven summit, according to two senior Biden administration officials. The officials, who briefed reporters, were not authorized to publicly discuss the private meeting. European Union negotiators said international talks that resumed Saturday on the Iran nuclear agreement were on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain concluded a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representative at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The United States is not formally part of meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of President Biden signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the U.S. scale back sanctions on Tehran and Iran returning to